October the 24th, 1659. On the days that followed my arrival, I kept paddling my raft back to the ship, returning with all kinds of useful goods. These included more tools, building materials, more muskets and ammunition, as well as hammocks and bedding. I even took the sails and rigging. In fact, I salvaged so much that I had to make a second raft to carry it all. I also decided to rescue the ship's dog and cats. At last I had some companionship, for the grateful dog, delighted to be free at last, bounded round the island, but always returned to my side. The rain has fallen steadily, and although sometimes the sun shines, I have come to the conclusion that I have been shipwrecked during the rainy season. To keep the rain off, I made a small tent from a sail and poles I had found. I piled all the empty chests and casks in a circle around the tent as fortifications, and blocked up the doorway with boards, all of which I'd salvaged from the ship. When I sleep at night, I lie with two pistols by my head and a rifle beside me. I am ready to defend myself. I have now made 11 voyages to and from the ship. On the 12th day, the wind began to rise, and I made my last voyage, for the sea was becoming too rough for me to approach her. I discovered some more tools and a lot of money, pieces of 8, gold and silver. But what do I need money for? October 31st, 1659. A good discovery. There are wild goats on the island, and I have killed and eaten 2. November the 4th, 1659. It has rained without ceasing for many days, with great gusts of wind. As a result of the gale, the ship has broken up, and now I can only see her wreck at low water. For the past week, I have spent the daylight hours covering up all the supplies I rescued, keeping them as dry as I could. The loss of the ship was like the loss of an old friend, and my last remaining link with civilization. I grew very depressed, but I have now decided to draw up a list of good and bad points about my situation. Bad. I am shipwrecked on a desolate island. Good. I'm alive. Bad. I am alone. Good. I was saved while others drowned. Bad. There seems little chance of rescue. Good. I have food and drink and shelter, and I rescued many useful things before the ship went down. Bad. I don't have any clothes. Good. The climate is warm. Bad. The ammunition will run out, and I will have no defence. Good. There seem to be no wild beasts that will attack me. Although I have seen no wild beasts on this island, I am sometimes troubled by memories of those I have seen in the past. On my voyage around Africa, I saw lions and other cruel wild animals which devoured men without mercy. I would feel safer here if I had some protection against whatever creatures may live here. So thinking ahead to the future, I have decided to build a fortified camp. A few days ago, I found a small clearing on the side of a hill with a shallow cave. If I built my camp here, I will have shelter from the sun and will be able to see what is happening above and below me. I have pitched my tent in front of the cave. Around it, I plan to drive in 2 rows of stakes in a half circle. Then I will cut up some old wine casks and tie them between the stakes until I have a strong fence. I will also make a short ladder to go over the top of the fence. Finally, I will make a larger, stronger tent out of sailcloth to protect me from the rain. November the 5th, 1659. This morning I went hunting in the woods with my dog and killed a wild cat. Her skin is pretty and soft, but her flesh is uneatable. I take the skins from every creature I kill and preserve them, so that eventually I will be able to make some clothes. Those I have saved from the ship will not last forever.